Welcome to the Social Code Podcast. I'm Lauren Crawford, full-time dance instructor and wellness coach.
And I'm Leah, happy-go-lucky social dancer and co-host, or also known as Lauren's sister.
You've tuned in today because you've entered the social dance scene and you've realized there's more to it than just skill level.
That's why we're here, to show you how to navigate making friends, the inevitable rejection, building confidence, and avoiding awkward situations, and more.
We'll be talking all things lifestyle, relationships, and social dancing. So let's get into it. Happy October.
Ooh, coming into fall, people. Pumpkin patches and pumpkin lattes. Oh my gourd.
Which also brings us into the season of Leah's birthday.
Heck yeah, celebration time. It's my party.
She will be 39 years old.
I look good, girl. I look good.
No, she won't. Homegirl's still in her late 20s. Anyway, so this time of year, favorite time of year for most people.
It's mine.
Because the weather gets cooler.
Brisk.
The breeze comes in.
Snappy.
Whenever there's like outdoor events, it's always extra nice. Shameless plug for our event next Saturday.
Hey, hey.
The 12th.
It's there.
But this time of year also brings tons of germs.
Gross.
So what I want to talk about.
Sharing is not caring, people.
Yeah, Sharon isn't Karen.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Yeah. So with that being said, time of year for germs. Now, in the summer, people tend to kind of get away with not washing their hands as much. They shouldn't, but for whatever reason, they do.
Like the leaves in fall.
Yeah. So, I am somebody that gets sick all winter long.
It's ridiculous.
I am sick all winter long.
Her body will fight something off, and then it's like, I saw you go.
Yeah, and I'm instantly sick again. So this episode isn't even for you. It's for me.
Yeah, save Lauren.
#save Lauren. It's like save the whales, yes, but I'm the whale.
Save Lauren. Yes, she's in danger. Help her.
So let me tell you a little story, and it kind of like put everything into perspective for me. So I had my niece that I was watching. I picked her up from school on Tuesday, and I took her to the park, and we played at the park for like an hour. There was like tons of other kids. She had a great time. We get back to the house, and I tell her, because she had to go to the bathroom, and I tell her, okay, go wash your hands, and then you can go to the bathroom. And she was just like, why? Then I have to wash my hands again. Leah doesn't know the story yet.
She looked them earlier. Yeah. What do you mean?
And I was like, I know, but you were just touching everything, so you need to wash your hands, and then you go to the bathroom and you wash your hands again. And she, like, started crying. And she acted as though I was, like, the meanest person ever. She's like, it doesn't make sense. I don't want to wash my hands twice. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't want to touch yourself with dirty hands. She didn't care. She was having none of it. She was upset. So I told her, I said, listen, we were just touching a lot of things. And that makes germs on your hands. I said, so you need to wash your hands first for your own health. And then after you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands again for other people's health. And so I kind of convinced her to be able to do it. I said, let's wash our hands together. So that was fine. If I was washing my hands with her, she was more than willing to do it. But it made me realize adults are not much different than children. They just, instead of like crying about it, they just won't do it.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people are like, took a shower, hygiene on point. We listened to that podcast episode.
Good job,
which
y'all.
I think was number two.
Props.
And now I'm going to dance. I'm fresh and clean. But throughout the night, you're touching a bunch of different people. And a lot of people are like, oh, it doesn't make sense to go wash my hands halfway through because I'm just going to go and touch people again. But what you don't understand is that I get sick.
You all thought it was about you still, didn't you?
But it's true. And I think it's like even when I demo with Leah, if I'm sick, I need to make sure that I wash my hands before I even dance with her so that she doesn't get sick. Like, so it is about her at that point.
It's courtesy. Absolutely. Like you're not going to like go up to someone and say hi and then without covering your mouth sneeze in their face and be like, hello. You're like, those are your germs.
I sneezed 30 seconds ago. I got my germs out then. This is a clean sneeze.
It's just airborne. It's not a big deal.
So I strongly, public service announcement.
Yes.
Oh, I need to insert like a noise right here.
Blah, blah. Public service announcement. Dang, I thought that was a good one.
Denied.
Really? Really? That's what I get?
So, public service announcement. Please, 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 for the love of God, for the love of Lauren.
We even have hand sanitizer up where I'm sitting, which always. You all chill by anyway.
You know where you all stand to harass Leah.
We got hand sanitizer. Smells like berries.
Oh, Leah, every time someone comes up to the front, you need to just give them a pump. Give them a pump.
I'll mummify
you. But keep doing it every 30 seconds. That way people don't want to stand and talk to you. That's their cue. If you guys are standing talking to Leah for too long and she starts offering you hand sanitizer more than one time there's your cue. Now you all know the secret.
So good.
With that being said, this also rolls into if you are sick, as much as we honestly love having you out. Yes.
We do.
And as much as it's true, like the more people at an event, the better energy it is. So the more the merrier, except if you have germs or you're not feeling well, honestly, stay at home. I wish I could stay at home every time I felt ill. Because I'd never be out. I would
just, you'd be there for like 2 weeks out of the year.
I'd be wrapped in a blanket.
Like, where's Lauren? Oh, you know.
Yes.
You know.
Even my DJ is always like, girl, you're sick again when it comes to the winter? Because the answer is yes, I'm sick again. So what I try and do, because it is my event and I do have to host, is I will go there. And if I ever decline a dance from you because I say I'm not feeling well, this rolls us into part number two. This is what I get all the time. I'll be like, oh, thank you so much for the offer. Leah's already laughing. Don't, you're ruining my story. Don't laugh yet. Someone will ask me to dance and I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it, but I'm not feeling well. I'm kind of feeling under the weather. And they say, that's okay. I don't mind. I get this.
Lauren
constantly.
Literally had ranch all over her hands, like full, like she was eating wings and had.
Girl, it was carrots and celery. Don't act
sorry,
like I eat wings.
I was eating the wings. She was eating the carrots and celery. Like, get it twisted. She had it all over, and they were
purposefully.
Like, "We don't care." And they grabbed her hands
with the ranch on it,
not even caring.
Like, this is how much I try to test how crazy people are.
Yeah, cray cray.
Crazy every
get
time.
Get your lives together. It's gross.
So let's rewind for a second. I just hit the computer. That's going to be loud. So let's rewind for a second. So people say, that's okay. I don't mind. I'm not worried about you.
I mind.
Yes, I mind. I am not feeling well. The pros and cons of being a dance instructor. The pros, everything you can possibly think of. Minus the one con. And that con is, if I'm not feeling well, to spin around, to be dipped, to be like...
You feel like your head's going to explode.
I just can't do it. And the thing is, I have to preserve myself for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Like this
is your profession.
Exactly. Or just like shut myself down for a couple days to get better. I'm not the only one like that. There's plenty of people like that, including probably yourself. There's been times where you're just like, oh, I'm just not feeling well. So for someone to be in your personal space or to say like, it's okay, I don't mind that you're sick, like that shows that that person, one, I know that the dance isn't going to be mindful because they don't care about me to start with. If I say I'm not feeling well and somebody says, I don't care, that's fine with me, they're not looking out for my best interest.
Right.
And the whole point of a connected partner dance is to look out for your partner, no matter who it is during that time, whether you know them or whether it's a stranger. So, Leah even knows, like, I'll have people, I'm not feeling well, they'll try and come up and, oh, let me give you a hug because you're not feeling well. If somebody is sick, don't hug them.
Unless they're your children.
space.
Your children. Go love on them at home.
Right?
Sorry, y'all.
So, one, if you do have to be out, whether that is you are a teacher or you work in an environment where you just can't take off, the best thing you can do is kind of keep your germs to yourself. And if you are a coworker or around somebody who is sick and trying to keep them their germs to themselves,
don't force yourself on them.
Yes. Don't add insult to injury.
Yes. It burns.
Yes. So, you know, washing your hands. And nothing beats good old-fashioned soap and water. If you can't get to soap and water because, honey's you in Africa and they haven't built that pipeline yet, or you're in the outback of Australia and they haven't built that pipeline yet.
You don't have your water finder.
Then use hand sanitizer. But if you have water, which, by the way.
We do.
I'm going to leave a little bucket up front with soap.
Hello.
This whole episode is going to be Lee and I laughing. I apologize.
Oh, damn.
So, do that. Also, you know, I feel like the cue should be I should put tissue boxes. Oh, that's so good. Lee and I are going to have so many little subtle cues.
Please don't. Oh, my God. Please don't do that to me.
No, it'll just be like an empty tissue box that's written on it that says, Lauren's sick, please don't
touch
her.
You know what's going to happen? People are going to grab those tissues and be blowing their nose right near me and then being like, do you have a trash can? And then I'm going to have to sit next to it all night.
Silent laughing over here.
There's no hand sanitizer in the world for that.
I said an empty box.
They will blow into the box.
Just put their gum spitting in.
Yes.
So it sounds funny because a lot of you that are listening, I know, are thinking to yourself, well, I never do that.
It's you.
No. Even if it's not you, the other 58 people, 68 people, 78 people that are there are doing that. Okay? So.
And those are the ones that count.
Yeah. So even with washing your hands, even if you are really diligent about it and you are fantastic and you're like, listen, I get it. I don't want to get sick either. We're dancing around and we're touching a lot of different people, and we don't know if they properly washed their hands or if they coughed in their hand and then just kind of like did the old wipe it on the pants, which, by the way, men.
Don't do that.
You know that you do this. I've never seen a woman sneeze or cough into her hands and then like wipe it on her pants or her dress. I see guys do this all the time.
Yeah, it's like they think that it absorbs the germs. Like, no, it's good. It's absorbed. No, it's not, honey. It's not. It sits in your clothing and then it spreads. It waits for porous places.
Also, side note story about coffee shop. So, when Honey Boo worked at a coffee shop, that's me, go in to check the ladies' soap and replace, like, the paper towels if they went empty. Same thing for the guys' bathroom. Now, yes, the ratio of women was much higher than guys that came into the coffee shop. However, I swear we never had to freaking refill the guy's soap or, like, rarely had to replace the paper towels.
Which, by the way, paper towels I can somewhat understand because I know that sometimes, like, I'm like, I don't have time to wait to blow my hands dry, so I'll like wash my hands and then I wipe them on my pants.
Sure.
I totally get that. But two, if we're going to get real graphic real quick, men and women have different ways of going to the bathroom.
Oh, good. I'm
going to
get graphic because I'm going to make sure that I click the button for explicit on this. So first of all, I'm just going to say a couple swear words so we can be for sure. Mm-hmm. Shit. Okay?
Yes. There it is.
There it is. Shit and damn. Those are
I
my
said
two
damn.
Words.
Yeah.
We were good. So, guys, I'm going to let you into a secret. I'm going to explain how girls go to the bathroom, okay?
Yes.
This is how girls go to the bathroom. And I'm going to assume we're wearing the same outfit, all right? So I'm going to be wearing jeans, a white t-shirt, just
this
like a guy.
This is a whole process, by
yes.
the way.
So if I have jeans on, I unbutton my jeans, I pull them down. Oh, what are those? Cute little panties? Of course they are. I pull those down as well. I pee. And then I wipe myself with toilet paper. Now, bear with me. I know it's kind of gross, but it's okay. We're all adults here. And then I pull up my pants, I button them up, I go out, I wash my hands for 20 seconds because that's how long you should wash your hands for.
Say happy birthday or your ABCs,
people. Or twinkle, twinkle, little star. And then I dry and walk out. I'm going to talk about how men go to the bathroom. I'm going to explain this. So,
here we go. Yes,
I know what you're thinking. Lauren, you're a female. How do you know? But this is how it happens. Guys, back me up. You're like, oh, got to go to the bathroom. You got your jeans on. You unbutton your jeans. Oh, what are those? Cute little boxers?
No.
Of course they are. No, we get them all, some of them cute out there. And then you actually physically touch your peen. To pull it out to pee.
Neener, neener, y'all got some peeners, okay?
You physically touch your to pee, and then you put it away. Then you may or may not wash your hands. If you do, greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and then let's say you wash your hands, then walk out. So let's say in both of those scenarios, both the female and the male didn't wash their hands and then walked out. At no point when I go to the bathroom do I actually have to touch my...
Unless you're one of those guys, which I would say you're incredibly odd, but mad props, if you hold yourself with toilet paper in your hand.
No one does that.
I said it would be rare and I give them props.
Yeah, if you take one of the tissues from up front.
Hey, excuse me. Oh, like pigs in a blanket.
I'm so sorry about this episode, guys.
It's a good one. She's in pain in a moment.
The visual is so good. Okay.
Who else is laughing?
Oh, girl, yeah.
Oh, we are. You crying.
Oh, my God. So I know that took a very dark turn.
That's a good turn. Suggestions, people.
Oh, goodness.
Options.
So do yourselves and me a favor and wash your hands. Avoid coming out and going social dancing if you are under the weather.
Which we do hope you feel better if you are.
Absolutely. And if somebody is out and they say that they don't really feel well, respect that and give them the space that they need. We never really know sometimes why people are out. I know I've been out before where there's been a couple that they go out dancing together. And like maybe she's dancing, but he's not really feeling well. Yeah. But he wants to be there to support.
Right.
Or maybe he's the one that drove her. Or all of a sudden he's just kind of feeling off. So we never know like the reasons that people are out. So I know in your mind you'd be like, well, why would you go out if you're not going to dance? Because sometimes you just might want to be around the music. You might just want to watch. Like that's still a happy place for people. Like yeah. You just want to like grab yourself a hot toddy.
Yeah.
Ooh, a little, hey, little
spicy.
Little bowl of soup or something and like sit and hang out. So germs are everywhere. This time of year is definitely cold and flu season. So whether or not you get your flu shot, don't get your flu shot, that I give no shits about. But what I do care about is my own well-being. All right. We genuinely love you guys.
We love you.
Hope you got to laugh along with us. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.